Bike share programs like the one Seattle is launching this fall have a downside, says new research. But Seattle's program will have a key feature that others don't. KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer explains why that could make a big difference.
Washington researchers looked at bicycle injury data from cities before and after their bike share programs launched, as well as cities without programs. Here's what they found. When a city gets a bike share program, it sees more head injuries. The risk of head trauma went up 14%. The study is published in the American Journal of Public Health. Author Janessa Graves is an assistant professor at the WSU School of Nursing. She says it's not totally clear what increases the risk, but a pretty clear culprit is this. Bike share programs generally don't offer helmets.
We really applaud cities that have these programs to encourage people to be physically active and get outside, but wellness programs like this are lessened if critical safety elements like helmets are not available.
Those helmets will be available in Seattle, thanks in part to the city's mandatory helmet law. Seattle's program is thought to be the first in the world to roll out helmet rentals citywide. Each bike kiosk will have a dispenser.
It looks like a vending machine.
Holly Hauser is executive director of Seattle's Pronto Cycle Share.
The helmet sort of drops down into kind of almost like a mailbox bin where you pull open the door and grab it.
The helmets will cost $2 to rent and will be sanitized and inspected after each use. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.